This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanz.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1246. I'm Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, earlier in the week, I think it was Sunday, I did a show for recent grads, and it was basically designed to talk about, you know, why am I unemployable? Why am I having such a rough time finding something? And this show is about my older audience, the baby boomers, and some advice for you about your searches and about your career. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you listen to the show. And for all of you, I want to remind you, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com has curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that'll help you find work more quickly, plus discounts on my coaching and a lot more. So again, JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And with that, let's get going. I've been invited to be a guest on a podcast dealing with, well, it supports an audience of baby boomers. And they asked me a few questions in advance, since I'm going to be speaking about job hunting. And since it's dealing with boomers, they asked some questions targeted to boomers. And I thought some of this would be very helpful for my audience. So the first question is, how is working with boomers different? Well, the biggest challenge of working with boomers is how easily they cop to the excuse of ageism when job hunting. How do I find a job now that I'm 60 or 65? I'm going to be interviewed by someone so much younger than me. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. They're going to see me as my mother, their mother or father, and they're going to reject me. You know, my experience is most of the time, boomers are so confident in themselves and their abilities, they spend no time preparing for interviews. They can't back up their stories, and they're blown away by an interviewer who sees them as a fraud representing knowledge and experience that they can't defend. So I want to encourage you, first of all, take the time to be prepared for interviews. Don't go out there and wing it. So top three tips for baby boomers. So number one is, preserve and enhance your network of contacts. I have the belief that the next recession isn't that far away. Certainly, we're closer to it than we are to the last recession. After all, the last one was 2007 to 2009, a huge debacle. And now we're 6 years later. Do you think we're 6 years away from a recession? I don't. So, you know, if you're in a management role, you're likely to be targeted because, frankly, that's who gets targeted most of these recessions. You're expensive, a lot of benefits, older, it's cheaper to keep people around. And, you know, if there are five managers supporting 35 people, you know, they may decide that three managers are enough and make those three work harder. So you have to be prepared for what could be a layoff. So you network, you get a leg up on your competition for when you're job hunting, and you start proactively activating your network with a bunch of hi, how are you calls, and you start acting proactively to enhance your network and get involved with trade groups and organizations and places where you can develop relationships with people. Second thing you do is you update your resume now, because even though you're not looking, you know, it just makes sense to have it ready in case you need it, rather than in the midst of the crisis, you know, you're suddenly trying to think of writing a resume. You know, it's hard to do it under those circumstances. You're feeling a lot of pressure. Everyone's asking you questions. You feel like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And after you update it now, you update it every 3 months. Last thing is you start conserving capital now, so that this way, if you are laid off and not ready to retire, you'll have greater financial flexibility and staying power in your job search. The last recession hurt a lot of people, because they were out of work for long periods of time. You can also, by the way, start a business on the side, you know, using your expertise or using one of your talents in order to create revenue opportunities for yourself. And that's also going to give you staying power. So this is my favorite question. What's the biggest challenges or concerns you see boomers experiencing regarding job search? Boomers, like their older brethren, don't listen, don't prepare, and can become shocked when they're being fired. You know, how can they do this to me? I've been so loyal. And like Michael Corleone says in The Godfather, you know, it's business. It's not personal. So you have to do things to look out for your own interests and do a great job. But you have to act like the CEO of your own business with your family as your board members. After all, job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, or painful, let alone take as long as it usually does. The skills needed to find the job are different than the skills needed to do it, and they just involve practice and preparation. And whether it's networking, you know, you can get better at networking. Interviewing just requires practice. Resume writing, or the willingness to outsource your resume to someone who can write it well, you know, you put things in place now when you're not in stress that'll help you in case suddenly you are laid off. So the last question is, what would you tell a boomer to do now today to get started making changes? The economy operates in cycles, and although it may feel good now, the fact is another recession's on the way. Being prepared now is smart business. Don't wait until the knock on the door and someone opens it and says, can we see you in the conference room for a few minutes? That's obviously too late to be prepared, because you're about to be handed the notification that says you're being let go, what your final date is, their buyout package terms, all that stuff. You will freak, because that's what most people do, and understandably. All I'll say to you is, you have some time now. Get ready now. As Jim Rohn says so well, either you run the day or the day runs you. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that, you know, I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, and emphasize on interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, Very simply, bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.